episode 204.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we talk about the other side of the coin with a change in Amazon commissions. Last week, I told you should probably be looking for new affiliate partners. This week, I'm going to tell you how to find them. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night.
Now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, how is everyone doing? I am Mark Mason, and this is the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast coming to you from the little studio in Dallas, Texas. We're still locked down here, starting to play a little baseball, which is great. We had practice. Socially distanced baseball practice where we had the kids all spread out, half the team at a time, no more than six kids on the field at a time. Very interesting world that we're living in, but it sure was great to be back on the baseball field. In fact, we weren't even actually on the baseball field. We were actually on a soccer field because the baseball fields aren't even open yet. In my area, they won't open until the middle of June. So we're just trying to get a little work in. The kids seemed happy. And risks of COVID contagion aside, I think is really good for people's mental health to get out and do some group activities when they can be done safely. So that was really good. We had hand sanitizer. We didn't share equipment except for the baseball. And we had hand sanitizer to deal with that. So we were as safe as we possibly could be. And a good time was had by all. So we enjoyed that. Last week, we talked a little bit about the fact that Amazon commission structure has changed to the point that it might be worth it for you to consider new affiliate partners. And you're saying, well, wait a minute, Mark, I don't know about affiliate marketing. Tell me what you're talking about. The answer is affiliate marketing is a thing that you can do almost no matter what kind of online presence that you have. Because affiliate marketing really boils down to you recommending products to people who know, like, and trust you. Now, one of the things that's really important in that equation is that trust piece. And so the best affiliate marketers are those affiliate marketers who don't abuse that trust. In fact, they try to recommend affiliate products to people that will actually help them and make their lives better. And they provide value by telling people what the best thing is to use to solve whatever problem they have. And really, it's no different than you asking your friends on Facebook, hey, I need a car mechanic. Which car mechanic should I choose? If you ask me, hey, I want to put a course online. Which online course platform should I use? I'm going to tell you Kajabi, because that is the program that I personally use. It's what I recommend. And if you are the kind of person who wants to have the right answer the first time and avoid wasting time, that could be a great value to you. So that's what affiliate marketing is. The question is, you know, a lot of people in their particular niches, a lot of their affiliate marketing historically has been advertising through Amazon. And last week we talked about how now recommending Amazon products doesn't pay what it used to pay. And so what do you do about that? My recommendation was you go find other affiliate offers, and that may sound a little daunting. And so let's talk about a little bit how you can find those affiliate offers. So I think the first thing to do when you're looking for new affiliate programs to promote is to brainstorm the kinds of things that your audience could benefit from. So let's take this very example right here. So you and I are talking, we're talking about online business and the kinds of things that you're going to need, the kinds of affiliate offers that would be useful to you are products and services that help you with your online business, because that's the nature of the conversation that we're having. It doesn't make much sense for me to promote a product on this show that most of my audience is not interested in. For example, if I had some cool fishing gear that I really, really liked, or maybe even youth baseball equipment that I thought was really great, like Tanner tees. I think Tanner tees are the best hitting tee for youth baseball players. That doesn't really mean anything to you, because you guys aren't here to talk about baseball. We're here to talk about online business. So in this process of understanding where you what offers you should promote, the main most important thing, and quite honestly, the part that people often skip, is what is the big extensive list of things that people that are interested in whatever it is that you're talking about, whatever your presence is online, whether it's in a Facebook group or on a website or a podcast or a YouTube channel, what is it that they're out there buying with their credit cards today? What kind of stuff does your audience need? What are they already buying? Or what do they not even realize that they need? What's the new stuff and trends in the market that you can evaluate and bring to them that is of interest? And honestly, you need to expand your thinking beyond the obvious. For example, online business. So for obviously, things for online business are things like website hosting and email service providers and course creation platforms and SEO tools and SEO services and things like that. Those are all very obvious for online marketing. But online marketers, a lot of times they're doing their work at home, and they might need cool computer equipment. For example, I have maybe a special desk chair or some other sort of secondary item that makes working online better. Maybe a better router for their home so they can have better, more reliable internet service. You get the idea. These kinds of things that are sort of ancillary to the thing that they are actually doing and that you're talking to them about. So that is important, because that list of items that your audience may be interested in is going to help inform you regarding where to look for products to promote. So once you've got that list, and of course, you know, the place we always used to start was Amazon. Let's say we're not going to start on Amazon now. Where are we going to look? Well, the most straightforward, brain dead, simple way to find new affiliate offers is to join affiliate networks. And there are many affiliate networks out there of various kinds. For physical products, the ones that you have heard about all these years are Commission Junction, which is now called CJ Affiliate. Share a Sale is another example of places where you can find physical products. And what these companies are is basically affiliate program management companies that are managing affiliate programs for companies that subscribe to their service. So there are thousands of companies that sign up with CJ and Share a Sale in order to manage all the link tracking and affiliate payments and all of this other stuff that goes along with having an affiliate program. Thousands of companies are using CJ and Share a Sale in order to do that. LinkShare is another one. And other ones that I've used in the past are ones like PepperJam. And some of these companies like CJ and Share a Sale, they have an enormous amount of products that are physical products on there. Like, you could probably go on to CJ Affiliate right now and find an affiliate offer for a camping tent or some kind of trampoline or whatever it is that is relevant for your niche. You could probably find it in CJ, just like you would find it in Amazon. Some of these other services are more focused on CPA offers where signing up is what gets you the commission. If you buy a physical product like on Amazon, you get a commission when something is sold. But some CPA type affiliate offers, cost per action type affiliate offers, are actually will pay you when someone signs up. So those can be different and both can be effective in your content. And there's things you have to check, but those are the kinds of things that you can do. And you can just Google affiliate networks, but there's five for you to start with, is to look on the affiliate networks and go ahead and sign up and get approved. Usually that's very easy, and just start the process of digging around in those affiliate networks and looking for offers that are relevant to that list you made in the step above. So step number one, make a list of things people are interested in. Step number two, check the affiliate networks. Now, step number three is super obvious as well. If there are great products in your niche that everyone loves, let's say that you have some kind of blog about knives, and chef knives, and you talk about chef's knives, and one of the great brands of chef's knives out there that you love and talk about all the time is Henkel. You're going to want to go to the Henkel website and see if they have an affiliate program. And if you can't find one, you can even email their marketing people and say, "Hey, I'm looking for an affiliate program. I want to recommend your products. Can you tell me where to buy those products?" And maybe they won't have an affiliate program, and maybe they won't be able to help you at all. Then you can look and see where you can buy those Henkel products and see if those places have an affiliate program. So typically in the past, we'd say, "Oh, look, Henkel products are for sale on Amazon," but they might also be for sale at Bed Bath & Beyond or Williams Sonoma or some other place that has an affiliate program. And you may even find that some of those affiliate programs are through an affiliate house like Commission Junction or CJ or Linkshare or Share a Sale. So you can just do that detective work, do that legwork, go look for those products, contact the company's website, and just ask them if the affiliate programs are out there, and ask them what they know about how you can promote their products. They're oftentimes very highly motivated to help you and will even offer collateral, because after all, most people who are offering an affiliate program view those sales as sales that they would not have otherwise had. So that's a great place to look for affiliate offers, is on company websites and places where that product that you're interested in is being sold. Okay, so the fourth thing you can do is you can check out these affiliate directories. And if you Google affiliate directories, you'll get or affiliate program directories. If you Google that term, you can get an up-to-date list of affiliate program directories that are out there on the internet. And they change from time to time. Affiliatesdirectories.com, Jam Affiliates, Top Dash Affiliates, AffiliateSeeking.com. There's a ton of them. So if you just Google that phrase, affiliate program directories, you can find lots of ideas, and you can start going down that rabbit hole of places to look. The other thing that you can do, and I think this is even more interesting and a more fun thing to do, is go to well-known affiliate websites in your niche and see what they're doing. So these sites like Ebates.com and RetailMeNot and some of these coupon sites, all of those sites are making money by actually referring affiliate traffic to sites that have the coupons, in the case of the coupon case, or the rebate case in case of Ebates. All of those sites are based on affiliate marketing. So those type of sites, you can look at where they're sending their traffic. And if they're sending traffic there, you can bet that there's some affiliate marketing program somewhere underneath that. The other thing you can do is look at well-known recommendation sites like Tom's Hardware, or probably the most famous one right now is wirecutter.com. If they're offering products in your area, chances are they're doing that because there's an affiliate program underneath that, and you can see where they're sending the traffic and you can discover affiliate programs that way. In the general case of this is just go look, go Google that product and look at websites. A lot of times if you can find a review, so let's say you want to sell a baby stroller. If you type baby stroller review, you're going to find baby stroller review websites. And many times those people that are in the business of writing reviews for products that are in your niche, they are going to be doing that because they're making money with affiliate marketing. You can follow those links and you can go in and you can find affiliate programs using that kind of reverse engineering. One cool place to look for affiliate programs and just in general to talk about affiliate marketing is either in Facebook or Reddit groups. In fact, if in the subreddit r/affiliate marketing, there are a bunch of people in there and they're talking about affiliate programs all the time. There are also some popular Facebook groups. You can just dig around for affiliate marketing Facebook groups. And sometimes you can even find them that are specific to your niche. For example, if you're in the financial blogging niche, you can join, for example, the FinCon Facebook group. So FinCon is the premier financial bloggers conference in the whole world. It's run by a friend of mine, Philip Taylor, super cool guy. Those people in that group of financial bloggers, they talk about affiliate offers all the time. So you could easily get in there, get to know people and post and say, hey, I have this content on XYZ and I'm looking for an affiliate offer to promote. Do you guys know of anything? Chances are someone will speak up and say, oh yeah, these credit card offers or this offer for financial software would be great, a great fit for that. And that's a great community of people that help each other. Chances are in your niche, there are bloggers that have Facebook groups that are talking about affiliate offers that can be promoted. When it comes to talking about the things that your customers will buy, I think it's really important not to get stuck on the direct items. Like we were talking about, you need to think maybe one or even two steps down, you know, 2 degrees of freedom removed from the direct stuff that they buy. But I think it's also a problem not to limit your thinking to physical products. There are a lot of services out there, subscription services. For example, with regard to online business owners, most online business owners need accounting software. Is there a affiliate program for QuickBooks that makes sense for you to promote to your audience? Are you an expert in how to set up QuickBooks for the people in your niche, and do they have an affiliate program? And that's really one of the, we're not really talking about that here, but that's really one of the great ways to be super, super helpful when you're promoting something as an affiliate is actually teaching people how to use the thing that you're promoting. So one of the angles you can take when you're looking for products to promote is you can imagine, okay, what do people ask me for help on, or what can I teach people to do? And then you can identify a product specifically that you can teach them how to do that thing. Like if I wanted to teach you how to do email marketing, I could specifically start creating collateral to teach you how to do things in ConvertKit or AWeber or something that has an affiliate program. And as a result of that, it gives you reason to talk about and promote that affiliate product in a really helpful way. Something other than, hey, buy this product, hey, buy this product. You're saying, hey, if you'd like to do this, this is how you do it. And oh, by the way, you're going to need this product in order to do it. That's a much more helpful, a much stronger position for you to be in as a content creator. You're creating content, and a natural side effect is the affiliate sale, instead of making the affiliate sale the big thing that you're going after. That's super important, I think, if you want to have credibility in your brand. So make sure you're thinking about software as a service, even things like Fiverr. Fiverr has and affiliate program. And maybe you're in a niche where something that people need to do is easily accomplished on Fiverr. Maybe they've never outsourced anything in their life before, but you could refer them to Fiverr because you've had success with a particular gig. There's an affiliate program there. Another strange one that people never think of is Kickstarter. Kickstarter has an affiliate program. Maybe you have a gadget blog and you're constantly talking about the latest thing. Well, the latest thing is often on Kickstarter. And so you could send traffic to Kickstarter and make a commission that way. So make sure that you're thinking a little bit outside of the box. And one direction I want to definitely make sure that you're thinking outside of the box on is this idea of online content and training and ebooks and courses and so forth. So one thing is to sell someone the things they need to do something, but another thing is to promote an affiliate offer that gives them the knowledge that they need to do something. So maybe take me, for example, again, maybe I'm teaching online business, but my area of expertise is not really teaching online course creation or copywriting. That's an even better example. A few weeks ago, we were talking about Ray Edwards' program. You're going to want to promote those programs to your audience. And in general, those things exist in places like ClickBank, where you can go find different information products there, or you can go find them in places like Udemy or someplace like that, and just check and understand what the affiliate program rules are for those different kinds of online course creation places. So there you have it. I think that's a good list of things for you to do and think about as you start to imagine how you're going to replace that Amazon income, or even better yet, just get started growing your real income, your affiliate income on your platform. It's okay to have a strategy about how you are going to grow your affiliate business, right? That's a business strategy. But what I want you to do is not think about it in terms of how much more money can I make with affiliate marketing? How can I offer more stuff all the time and make more money? What I want you to lead with is how can I help people by steering them to the very best products in my niche that will save them time or pain or money or, you know, whatever. How can I help them? And I want to help those people profitably. That's really my goal. So I hope that helps you replace whatever Amazon income that you may have lost because of the reduction in Amazon commissions and referral fees. Until next week, I hope you absolutely stay safe. I hope you're still not touching your face. I hope you wash your hands a lot. We'll talk to you soon. Ciao.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit LNIMpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business, one night at a time.
Building your business, one night at a time.
So super weird still, right, with youth baseball. So it's interesting as a youth baseball coach, first thing is to decide, is it responsible and okay to restart baseball? So, you know, from what we understand about COVID-19, it's the transmission is very difficult if you're far apart, and it's also helps to be outside. Apparently warm weather helps, and all of these things are available in baseball, right? We're doing it outside. We can choose to stay far apart. So we as a coaching staff, we kind of came to the decision it was okay time to do this. And so we talked to the parents. Most parents couldn't wait. It was interesting. They see the impact, and I think this is something maybe the media is not talking about, but they see the impact that the lack of socialization is having on their children. And I think they're really, they sense as parents that getting people back together is healthy from a mental standpoint, if it can be done safely. And so almost all of our parents were super excited about that. And only exceptions were particular medical circumstances where, you know, hey, we've got asthma in the family or whatever, and we're worried about this particular situation. And so that's cool. We're not going to hold that against those kids. We'll let them practice when they're ready to practice. It's been interesting because we're ahead of the city a little bit in the sense that for whatever reason, I think even though they're able in Texas to open up baseball fields for rental, the city hasn't done that yet. They'll do that in a couple of weeks. So we were practicing on a soccer field. We spent the first part of practice, instead of talking about baseball strategy or the other kinds of things that we might normally chat about at the beginning of practice, we talked about a health strategy and how to stay safe while practicing and making sure that they were 6 or more feet apart at all times. And we constructed our practice with drills that kept the kids apart, which is kind of interesting too. So it's just an interesting world that we live in. And I think the one thing that I can take away from it, both based on what's going on in my online business, what's going on in my day job, and what's going on in baseball, what I take away from this is it's super important to evaluate the situation that's in front of you, understand what it is, and then decide how you're going to respond. And I think in these kind of situations, you can decide that the world is over and nothing's ever going to be the same, and you can curl up into a ball and never do anything, or you can understand the situation, respect advice of medical professionals in this case, or respect the seriousness of it, and then make intelligent decisions about what to do and how to move forward to live life. Because after all, that's going to be necessary. It's really interesting to comprehend this idea that society, which is by its own nature social, and that's really what makes society, period, full stop. It's the definition of society is the, you know, how we act around each other socially is attacked directly by something that requires an antisocial behavior like social distancing. So it's really interesting to understand what the implications are going to be, but you don't have to roll over and accept that. You can take control of your own destiny, make your own decisions, ask yourself what these things make possible, and move forward. That's what we're doing here in the little studio in Dallas, Texas. Ciao.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.